Praise be Jesus and Mary. Today we celebrate the memorial of Saint Bruno, and in the readings, including the reading from the Office of Readings, we see the negative, the positive, and the perseverance. The first reading of today's Mass from Saint Paul's letter to the Philippians, he says, "Brothers and sisters, I consider everything as a loss." Okay, there we have the negative. Everything is a loss because of the supreme good of knowing Christ Jesus, my Lord. And there we have the positive. For his sake, I have accepted the loss of all things, and I consider them so much rubbish. The negative, despising the world and all things. Why? That I may gain Christ and be found in him. There is the positive. See, leaving off the things of the world to embrace Christ, a life of solitude, and a life of prayer. This is what we see in today's saint. Blessed the man who follows not the counsel of the wicked, from today's responsorial psalm, nor walks in the way of sinners, nor sits in the company of the insolent, but delights in the law of the Lord and meditates on his law day and night. So Saint Bruno left the world to meditate on the law of God day and night in his Carthusian hermitage. So having left the negative, embrace the positive, now all one needs to do is persevere in it to the end, as our Lord says in the gospel. No one who sets a hand to the plow and looks to what was left behind is fit for the kingdom of God. Right? No one who sets his hand to the plow, that is, embracing the positive Christ and meditating on his law day and night, and looks to what was left behind, the world and all its concupiscences, is fit for the kingdom of God. This is the same exhortation that we find in the Office of Readings, Saint Bruno, to his brothers, his followers. He says, "Rejoice because you have escaped the various dangers and shipwrecks of the stormy world." The negative. "Rejoice because you have reached the quiet and safe anchorage of a secret harbor." The positive. "Therefore, my brothers, you should consider it certain and well established that whoever partakes of this desirable good, should he in any way lose it by looking back and returning to it, will grieve to his death if he has any regard or concern for the salvation of his soul." So Saint Bruno was known for his extreme mortification, for his great spirit of prayer, and for his devotion to the Blessed Virgin. These three things above all. And again, in these three things, we see the negative, the positive, and the perseverance. The negative, his extreme mortification, denying himself, taking up his cross. The positive, the great spirit of prayer, meditating on the law of the Lord day and night. And then the perseverance, his devotion to the Blessed Virgin Mary. Because the grace of perseverance and final perseverance always comes from the hands of the mediatrix of all graces. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Christus.